Last but not least, Mitch Dickey from Group 10.
Hello. So we botched ours as well, but we accepted our botched fate. So work with me here as we go through. We used a Word document and just copy and pasted. So one of the very first key points that we made of the entirety of tomorrow's university today was affordability, accessibility, and degree efficiency. So we wanted to make we talked about making sure that students can graduate in 4 years as part of the affordability piece of higher education. Right now, the standard is of a six-year graduation rate, and we think that we should really be pushing our students for that four-year completion rate in order to save a lot of their money in not having to pay for additional years. Additionally, we were talking about completion through flexible pathways of graduation and offering programs that meet students where they're at. So not just the traditional on-campus experience, but allowing students to have offline course or online coursework and allow them to engage with the university from anywhere in the world, essentially, and providing opportunities and different flexible coursework and curriculum that will match their learning styles and their abilities to get the same experience while also being in a different kind of environment. We talked about a lot of our courses being personalized and data-driven education, taking a lot of what we know and applying that into how it works best for a student and in their learning goals and how they learn best. And allowing technology to improve access, therefore, and affordability of our education to not only students in Illinois, but also meeting the potential of students anywhere in the world. And we also talked about better course connections with community colleges and with high schools. So working with using our resources to connect with community colleges and high schools to make sure that their course offerings can match our standards if that's the coursework and the pathway that we want to make. We also talked about the need to have better communications between different advisors for degree auditing. So making sure that financial aid advisors and academic advisors are in contact so that they know where students are at on that pacing for a four-year completion and are able to intervene where necessary and give students more resources where necessary. We also talked a little bit about this larger campus, expanding the reach of the campus to a larger scope. So we discussed in one point about there being advertising in Illinois for Arizona State University and the online courses that Arizona State University offers. And so we talked about the ability of the University of Illinois to have that kind of reach for our online coursework and that national recognition that students anywhere don't have to just come to Illinois but can engage in their course study from where they're at, and that goes back to using technology to meet students where they are. We talked about degree incorporation in our global thinking and putting together physical or enhanced physical locations for students that are off campus so that they can either engage in their community for part of their coursework or partner with other universities or other locations off of the campus. We talked about revamping online student engagement with the entire campus identity and making sure that when we have our online courses, that students that are taking those courses feel a part of our identity as an Illinois student, and then as they graduate from those courses, feel as if they were an alum of the course or of the University of Illinois. And then we talked a little bit about what we can offer online students to enhance their experience in lacking that hands-on experience that a traditional student may. So we talked about having study abroad / in-person meetings and research trips incorporated with online courses that utilize local resources from where those students are in order to engage them in those kind of more hands-on experience. We talked about partnerships with other universities and utilizing their campuses and researchers so we can engage students from other states that don't have access directly to our campus resources. And we talked about projects with local communities as part of curriculums for those online courses. Um, So another one of our major topics was the financial situation that we currently find ourselves in. So as we all know, we're in a very tight financial situation with the way that the current state budget is working. And so we've talked about re-engineering our business processes and looking to streamline business processes where available and doing surveys of our different units to find areas in which we can streamline business processes and make good use of the budgetary the budget that we have. One example that was brought up for an example of where we have begun this process is in centralizing technology services and looking at, especially on this campus, looking at a lot of the technology services we offer and seeing how it is our campus can utilize a lot of or centralize a lot of what we have from being repetitive to only doing it once. And then our declaration statement, which we don't have up here, is: we believe in the transformative power of online learning experiences and the need for the UI system to streamline its business practices and environmental leadership statewide. We are in this framework. We are U of I.